Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The American Way of Death, revisited by Jessica Mifford, is a landmark work of consumer investigation that takes readers inside the funeral business and asks why death in the United States so often becomes confusing, expensive, and opaque. Building on the impact of her earlier reporting, Mifford revisits the industry with a skeptical eye and a journalist's persistence, focusing on how sales practices, cultural anxieties, and weak oversight can shape decisions families make under stress. The book explores the gap between what people believe they must buy and what is actually required, while also examining how institutions, from funeral homes to cemeteries, create packages and procedures that can feel unavoidable. Mifford's approach blends history, policy awareness, and practical scrutiny of common transactions, making the subject accessible even to readers who would rather avoid thinking about funerals. The result is both a critique of industry norms and a guide to clearer, more informed choices at a difficult moment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the funeral industry is a consumer marketplace. A central theme is the idea that funerals are not only rituals, but also commercial transactions shaped by marketing, pricing structures, and limited consumer leverage. Mifford frames the funeral home as a service provider operating in a specialized market where demand is predictable, but purchasing conditions are unusual. Customers arrive grieving, often time-pressured, and frequently unfamiliar with their options. The book highlights how those conditions can tilt decisions toward higher-priced arrangements, especially when choices are presented as expressions of love, respect, or social duty. It also considers how professionalization and industry associations can standardize practices that look like tradition but function like sales architecture. By treating embalming, viewing, caskets, and cemetery arrangements as line items rather than sacred necessities, the discussion encourages readers to separate personal values from implied requirements. This topic is less about condemning all funeral professionals and more about showing how incentives work in a market where information is uneven. The practical outcome is a more realistic understanding of why costs rise, how packages are built, and how families can regain agency by approaching arrangements with the mindset used for any major purchase. Secondly, sales pressure, upselling, and the psychology of grief. Mifford emphasizes that the most effective sales pressure in funeral arrangements is often subtle. Rather than overt coercion, families may encounter guided decision-making, where the default options are premium, the language is emotionally loaded, and alternatives are described as lesser or incomplete. The book explores the psychological vulnerability created by grief and uncertainty, and how that vulnerability can be converted into higher spending through add-ons, upgrades, and bundled services. This includes the way presentation matters, showrooms, catalogs, and formal conferences can communicate that certain purchases are normal, dignified, or expected. Mifford also draws attention to how consumers can confuse legality with custom, assuming that embalming is always required or that specific caskets are mandatory for burial. A key point is that many families are reluctant to bargain or ask direct questions because doing so feels disrespectful in a solemn setting. By naming these dynamics, the book helps readers anticipate them. It implicitly trains consumers to slow the process, request itemized pricing, and keep decisions aligned with their wishes rather than with a scripted pathway designed to maximize revenue. Thirdly, regulation, transparency, and the fight for consumer rights. Another major topic is how rules and oversight influence what families pay and what they are told. Mifford examines the tension between an industry that often argues for professional discretion and consumers who need clear information to make meaningful choices. The book is known for engaging with policy and public interest debates, including how disclosure practices can either empower or confuse buyers. This topic looks at the importance of transparent price lists, itemized statements, and straightforward explanations of what is optional versus required by law or by cemetery policy. It also considers how limited competition in some areas, along with specialized licensing and gatekeeping, can keep prices high and practices insulated from scrutiny. Mifford's consumer-oriented lens encourages readers to see regulation not as abstract bureaucracy, but as a practical safeguard when people are at their most vulnerable. The broader message is that ethical service and consumer protection can coexist, and that standards for honesty and clarity benefit both families and reputable providers. For readers, this becomes a framework for evaluating funeral planning resources, comparing providers, and supporting reforms that reduce confusion and prevent exploitative practices. Fourthly, alternatives to conventional funerals and what they reveal. Mifford explores alternatives that challenge the assumption that a traditional full-service funeral is the only respectable path. By discussing options such as direct cremation, immediate burial, minimal services, and other simplified arrangements, the book shows how much of the conventional model is cultural habit rather than necessity. These alternatives also function as a diagnostic tool. When a simpler approach is chosen, the contrast can reveal which costs are unavoidable and which are driven by presentation, packaging, or sales framing. The discussion encourages readers to focus on what they actually want to honor in life, which may be a gathering, a memorial, a religious rite, or a private farewell, rather than a standardized sequence of purchases. Mitford also points to the role of community and family participation, suggesting that personal involvement can reduce costs and increase meaning when it is permitted and desired. This topic does not treat every alternative as universally ideal, but it broadens the menu of possibilities and underscores that dignity does not depend on expensive materials. It invites readers to design arrangements around values, budget, and practicality, rather than around industry defaults. Lastly, pre-planning, pricing literacy, and making decisions before a crisis, a practical through line is the advantage of planning ahead, not in a fear-driven way, but as an act of consumer clarity and family care. Mitford's approach encourages readers to learn the vocabulary of funeral transactions, understand common fee categories, and recognize how small choices can change the total cost. This topic focuses on building pricing literacy, knowing to ask for itemized charges, understanding the difference between cash advances and professional fees, and comparing providers using consistent terms. It also highlights why decisions made in advance can better reflect the individual's wishes, reduce family conflict, and limit impulsive spending during an emotional emergency. Pre-planning can include documenting preferences, setting a budget, and communicating with family members even if no contract is signed. At the same time, the book's consumer perspective encourages caution about prepaid arrangements and long-term contracts, reminding readers to consider portability, refund policies, and what happens if a business changes ownership. The overall message is that preparation replaces helplessness with informed choice. Readers come away with a toolkit for asking better questions, resisting unnecessary upgrades, and making arrangements that are both respectful and financially responsible. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want to understand funeral costs and choices before they are forced to make decisions under pressure, including adult children helping aging parents, couples creating practical plans, consumer advocates, and anyone curious about how industries operate when emotions run high. It can benefit a reader's life by reducing fear and confusion around death-related arrangements and by replacing vague assumptions with concrete, actionable knowledge. That shift can translate into real financial savings, fewer regrets, and a greater chance that final wishes are honored without family conflict. It also helps readers develop stronger consumer habits in general, asking for itemized information, recognizing sales framing, and distinguishing social expectations from personal values. Compared to many similar books that focus mainly on grief or etiquette, Mitford's work stands out for its investigative energy and its willingness to question the business structures behind common practices. The revisited perspective adds relevance by engaging with evolving norms and ongoing debates about transparency and consumer rights. For buyers, it offers both a critique and a practical orientation, making it a worthwhile addition to any household that wants clarity, autonomy, and dignity in planning. If you would like to support Jessica Mitford, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.